Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, this is Jane Lee. We have come to English in the News. Today we're going to talk about too many fish to fry or to have other fish to fry. Fry, 油煎. Many people are familiar with this phrase, French fries. If you go to the McDonald's, you want to order a hamburger, and also you want some French fries, 薯条, 炸薯条, 这是 fry, fry 在英文里面有油煎, 或者是炸, 油炸的意思. So the phrase to have other fish to fry or to have bigger fish to fry, that means to have other more important things that you've got to do. So here's one example. I hope the boss will keep the meeting short. We all have other fish to fry. 这是公司里面的员工，他们要去开会了。然后其中一个员工在心里想，我希望老板今天开会能够短一点，我们还有一大堆其他的事要做呢，并不是真的要去煎鱼，而是有其他的事情要忙。And to have many fish to fry, to 太怎样而没有办法好好做，这个是 to 的用法。那 to have too many fish to fry 就是有太多事要做了，很可能一样也做不好。用在新闻里面 ，Number one, 杭州 G20 meeting has too many fish to fry. Next week's G20 is being held both at an unfortunate place and time, notwithstanding the protestations of participants and China's wish for the summit to rev up the engines of the world economy. Attention will be everywhere else other than on common efforts required to return the world to solid growth.这里用在新闻里面，它是在标题里面，杭州 G20， 这是世界主要工业国，他们会开 G20 的高峰会。那去年的高峰会是在中国的杭州举行的。这个标题里面还讲说，这个会议呢，有太多其他的事情，有太多其他的让人分心的事，所以呢，这一次的会议不被看好。The next example, curiously enough, the itchy fingers of President Trump halted attacking the two congresswomen on his Twitter post, nor does he resort to name-calling. Perhaps he has bigger fish to fry this Monday.
这个是比较近期的报道。President Trump, 这是川普总统上任之后，他一直用他的 Twitter, 他在 Twitter 上面会 po 各式各样的短文。不是在替自己辩护，就是在攻击别人。那这次两位国会议员是对川普之前跟俄国总统普廷以及跟俄国之间的关系表示怀疑，所以他们要求美国司法机关来继续调查川普跟俄国之间的关系。那通常川普受到这样子的批评或指摘，他一定会反击的，但是这一次却没有。 Maybe he has bigger fish to fry. 那记者推测，可能是因为他今天很忙吧，就这个星期一很忙吧。 So if you have other fish to fry, now is the time to do that. Thank you for listening to English in the News. I'm Jane Lee.